Before we enter our time of communion, I'm going to begin with prayer. And then I would like for some of you to pray. Let us together thank the Lord for bringing us to a new beginning. And ask Him to lead us, according to His will, into the future that lays before us. Heavenly Father, we come as the people that You have called together to worship You and praise You, the congregation known as St. Paul's. We thank You, Lord, for Your hand that has been upon us faithfully for past generations. We thank You, Lord, that You have kept Your hand upon us in the last few years when there were many troubles and problems to overcome, when the questions greatly outnumbered the answers, when there was frustration, when there was risk of division, when we just didn't know what to do. But Lord, You led us. You led us here. You opened doors, Lord, that no one could close, and You made it clear to us, Lord, that this is where You would have us come. So Lord, I ask that You give us visions of what You would have us do for You. We're not here just for ourselves to do what we want. But there is a strategic purpose. A plan, Lord, that You have formulated for us. So Lord, give us that vision and that dream to keep us going. To reach our community, to reach new people with the love of Jesus Christ. We thank You, Lord, for all that You've done, all that You're doing, and all that You will do, even through this congregation.
This prayer is from our clerk of session, Janet Halstead, who couldn't be here today. She says, "My prayers come from a heart full of gratitude. I am so thankful for all of the partners and friends we met along this journey who worked hard, many of them for no money, to help us find the best way for our future. We have become a classic case of how to do things the right way and for the right reasons. We had much community support." She's thankful as well for the property search committee who worked diligently and thoroughly to follow every lead, every suggestion, and for the support we had from our realtors. She thanks the asset committee who slugged through the heat of the summer to clean out the sanctuary, disperse things, find storage for stuff, and who are still working hard. She's thanking the session who listened to the committee members and acted when they needed to call congregational meetings and to assist in every way to support the congregation. She's thankful for the session retreat, everyone who took part and made the retreat such a valuable time of bonding and listening. She thanks our staff, Elaine and Sean, who have been flexible and supported everyone needing information, who kept their roles while taking on so much more. She thanks Douglas, our director of music, who has gone above and beyond time and again to work with committees and ideas. He has chosen the music so carefully and thoughtfully to make our exit from the old and to start fresh with new ideas and appropriate music for our arrival. She thanks Jonathan and his unwavering support. He has left the business end of this massive project to willing hands to see it through while he has taken care of our spiritual needs and challenged us. The ad hoc crew who showed up on a regular basis here to prime and paint and keep on working, she's so thankful. She thanks the board and the staff at the Mount, especially Andy, who have been so welcoming and accommodating, who have never stopped telling us how happy they are that we have moved in and what fresh ideas and energy we are bringing to the Mount. She thanks God for this beautiful new space we call home. The history, the spirituality, the comfort. "I cannot thank God enough," she says, "for all of the people, the energy, and the happiness expressed by so many." And she thanks God for all of these truly amazing events. Amen.
I thank God this morning for listening to the still small voice, or teaching me to listen to the still small voice that said, "Be still, be patient." And I thank You for the opportunity for new visions and to continue to open our hearts and our eyes and our ears for what you have called us to now. Amen.
We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the grace that you have given to us. For the times that we have questioned, you have forgiven. For the times when we have out and out gone the other way, you have forgiven. We thank you, Lord, that you have led us here to this new home. We pray that we might understand your will, that we might know what you would want us to do, that you might allow us to be the people you've called us to be. Amen.
I'd like to ask also, Heavenly Father, that as we move forward with this space, that you keep us mindful of the needs of others, that you show us the ways that we should be reaching out into our community, that you help us to understand what you truly have planned for us at St. Paul's. We've been through so much, and we've depended on you, and we know we depend on you again, Lord. And I give you thanks and praise your name through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the many years of all congregation and the parents that gathered in the Water Street Church building. Now I pray that we will stay united and gather in this unification of the Mount Community Center. Please help us to trust and obey you and put you first, as we heard in last Sunday's service. Thank you, Lord, for all the planning and work done by our leaders and volunteers to bring us to this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. God, our precious Heavenly Father, we all together as one heart and voice say thank you to you for your mercy, your goodness, your guidance, for all kinds of help that you have given to us, your people, for those who work with their hands and their minds, for those who serve others faithfully from their hearts. We thank you that you have called every one of us, first to personal salvation through faith in your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and the second call is the call to service. And as we learned this morning again, there can be no real service until there, first of all, is the spirit of obedience within each one of our hearts. And that's what we are asking for now, that our obedience, though perhaps acceptable to you, we know that you are always asking us to go beyond the point that we have reached, and that our obedience will abound. We thank you, Lord, for all that has happened to the people of St. Paul's, the dark times and the stormy times and the deep waters, but you are the God who brings your people through, no matter what it may be. And we ask now for your blessing as we launch into the future with you, that you will indeed be at the very center of everything we consider and every decision that we make. We ask, Lord, that we will go forward remembering that we are to attempt great things for God and expect great things from God. Today, Lord, you see us as a thankful people, and we raise our voices in praise to you and surrender our lives to you yet again. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, and we are the clay. Thank you, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
We praise you, our God, because you love us. We know that you walked with Adam in paradise. We pray that you will walk with us in our life, in our cities, and in our church. Our God, make us remember our first love. Make us remember where we fell. We praise you because we don't belong to this world. We belong to you. Without you, we cannot do anything. But with you, we can do everything in the Christ, our Redeemer. For in you, we live and move and have our beginning. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you that you have gathered us together as one family. Oh God, help us to love each other. Help us to do things to help each other. And I thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for people to make this place habitable for to serve you. Help us, Lord, to do thy will and to commit ourselves anew to you, that we shall be a servant worthy of you. Amen.
Amen. And all God's people said?
Amen.
We prepare our hearts and minds this morning for communion. Let's open our hymn books. Not our hymn books, open our bulletins. To the hymn, Come and Find the Quiet Song.
Thank you.
This before you is the table of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has prepared this table for you today, not by creating the ingredients for the bread or the ingredients of the wine, but he prepared this by his sacrifice upon the cross. And so he invites all those who have repented of their sins and turned to him in faith as Lord and Savior to partake of these elements today. In this, we are reminded of our unity with each other and with him, that he is our Lord and our Savior. At this time, we also remember the warnings of Scripture that say not to come before this table in an unworthy manner. Do not come with unforgiveness in your hearts. Do not come with bitterness towards others. Because if you do, it says that many are sick and have died. We stand before a holy God today. We remember what Jesus has done for us. So let us together in unison say together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty,
Creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated. Heavenly Father, we come before you at this sacred time. A time to remember. A time to remember your love for us. A time to remember that when we were still sinners, you loved us so much that you sent your Son. You came in the flesh as Jesus to live and to die for us. We're here this morning, Lord, to remember that you emptied yourself of all glory and came to this earth. Came in humility, came to serve us and to live as an example. This morning we remember that you went willingly to the cross. Because God's standards are so high, we could never reach the standards of God's holy perfection. So Jesus came to take our place, to bear our failings, to bear our sins, to bear our wrongdoings upon that cross. So that we confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. We're here to remember that Jesus on the third day rose from the dead. And then he ascended to the right hand of the Father where he intercedes on our behalf today. We are here to remember that as Jesus has forgiven us, that we also need to forgive those around us. Our family, our friends, those who have hurt us, those who have done things or said things about us, we lay them at the cross of Jesus. We're also here to remember the words of Jesus that said, go out into the whole world and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teaching them all the commandments I've given you. We're here to remember the love of Jesus. And the love that he wants us to share with one another. As we focus on our Lord, let us remember the words that he told us to say together. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord Jesus, on the night before he died, took bread. And after giving thanks to God, he broke it and said, this is my body, which
was broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant, which is sealed in my blood. Whenever you take of it, remember me." Every time you eat this bread and drink from this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. As the elements are passed out this morning, I ask you to hold on to them until we can partake of them together. This is the body of Christ, which was broken for you. Cup represents the new covenant in the blood of Jesus Christ, which was shed for you. Drink from it each morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time when we can remember. Now just remember all that Jesus has done for us to save us from our sins, to save us from this hurting and broken world.
but also to remind us that we are the hands and feet of Jesus, the body of Christ, the ones that are called to go out into this hurting and broken world, to reach others with the love of Jesus, to tell them about the wholeness that Jesus brings. So Lord, bestow upon us the unity, the strength, the boldness that we need to do all that you've called us to do. We ask this in your most holy name. Amen. Let's conclude by singing together hymn number 487, Onward Christian Soldiers. To look beyond the walls that hold you back and look to the promises of God and stand on his word in faith and obedience so that you can reach the goal that he has for you. As you do these things in the days, weeks, and months ahead, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all now and forevermore. Amen.